Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gansu G just making a video about This is a Good Woman. Let's go, right? Yeah, I was trying to find some stuff about good women and it brought me to this strong and empowered black woman. This is not the trash that I was talking about. This is garbage. These are the wrong things that I found. Yeah, and then it showed me a picture of Megan Good and her pretty feet, but that's not who I was talking about. I mean, a good woman, not Megan Good. She's not a good woman. She's pretty, but no thank you. It's too, a little bit too dark, my meat. Pass. Yeah, a good woman would be more like the Virgin Mary or one of your, you know, good relatives like your grandma. Someone loving and nurturing would be a good woman, right? You would think so, right? Yes, and we're going to check out our favorite place, Reddit, of a woman that realizes that she needs her husband more than ever. Yes, let's check it out, right? It says, my husband, 33 male, likes the fact that I, 25 female, am disabled. Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, I bet you're wondering what kind of disabled she is. Are you thinking she's a mongoloid like this guy? No, sir. The kind of disabled that she is, actually, that she's on a wheelchair, like this one. Yes, unfortunately, this lady's suffering from being a cyborg. Yes, that's how it is sometimes, but, you know, what can you do, right? Yeah, now walking sucks, right? But that's how life rolls sometimes. And it says, I was married to my husband since 2017, 8 years ago. I was already disabled when we met. Yeah, how fun. Maybe this guy targeted you. Maybe he's a predator. Who knows? You never know. This guy might have a fetish for that. Like, you know, they have fat admirers. Maybe he's a crippled admirer. You never know. This guy could be a predator, but who knows? Maybe I'm reading too much into it, aren't I? Our relationship is perfect. He takes care of me, paying the bills and with home tasks. So this guy cleans too? Wow, this guy's pretty nice. What a good, perfect husband. I love simps. I mean, perfect husbands. What do I know, right? That's why I'm single. Wee, wee. I feel really blessed to be with such a great guy. And despite the struggle with my paraplegia, that means she can't walk, on our relationship, we never lost our mutual love and attraction. Well, yeah, you're kind of dependent on this dude, right? Right? Just saying. Yesterday, when we were in bed, he admitted that although he wished I wasn't in a wheelchair because I will be more free and happy, there is also a good side of it. I won't leave him. Yes, there you go. That's the crux of the matter, right? Which she can't run away. Yes, that's the key to a happy marriage. You gotta break your wife's leg so she doesn't walk and she can't walk away or run. Yay! Oh, so that's the way you unlock that. Wow. Yes, just make her hopelessly dependent on you and your wife will never leave you. Huh. Yes, that's so awesome. Thank you, lady. You showed me the way. Look, check this out. She realizes it, too. He is true. My parents are poor and we live in an underdeveloped Muslim country. If he divorced me, I would be in a devastating situation. I am very dependent on him. Yes, that's the way to go. Oh, yes. I should be a Muslim. Wow. Huh. That's awesome. I wonder which Muslim country this is. Is it Afghanistan? Oh, yeah, because I heard over there they took women's rights away, so that's a cool place. Imagine like in 20, 30 years what that place is going to be. That may be some cool things. You never know. Well, anyways, that's enough of my ranting. I hope you guys are doing well. You're kicking ass. Things is going good in my part of town. So, yeah, this is Gansu J saying goodbye, farewell. Take care of yourself. And if you do find a woman that's good, take care of her. Because they are rare. Rarer than gold. All right, bye-bye.
So you are in a wheelchair, huh?
Yeah.
And you're a woman.
Yeah.
Damn. Talk about a double handicap. Sheesh. So what do? You just kind of ski-boop around town? Is that what you do? You're just kind of like a Roomba that bleeds once a month?
Yeah.
You bring a lot to the table, I can tell. Like your own chair. You do, you know. And you have like an aura about you, you know. I bet you light up every room that you go into. Especially when you hit that thing in reverse and your taillights go on. Beep, beep. Real big bitch coming through. Watch your toes, fellas. So when you go to the gynecologist, do you go to a regular gynecologist? Do you go to like Jiffy Lube? I did notice that you are a redheaded woman as well. So I do want to ask, you know, does the carpet match the rims that you got on? What's the protocol on that one? Stephanie Hawking, why don't you tell me that? What would you say is the hardest part about being a woman in a wheelchair? Besides having a parallel park, what would be the, I guess, second?